8 p.m. This is Radio Ghana.
From All Stars in honor of late President Mills, I welcome you to Behind the News, our news and current affairs program, which examines issues from the perspective of newsmakers and experts. I'm Agatha Samoa, and tonight, all is set to give late President Mills a befitting three-day funeral across the country and burial in Accra. As late President Mills' funeral begins tomorrow, flag bearer of some political parties will be on the program to pay their last respects. And what could have led to the abysmal performance of the Ghanaian contingent at the ongoing London 2012 Olympics? Stay with us for the 1 hour as we bring you expert opinions and analysis from our resource persons. You can also join in the discussions by sending your text via 0266 677 5 70 0266 67 7570. The news live on Radio Ghana Accra and on all our regional FM stations across the country. Our text line again is 0266 677 5 70. After days of preparations, consultations and debates over the funeral of late President Mills, tomorrow begins a three-day mourning of the late president at the forecourt of the State House. President Mills joined his ancestors on the 24th of last month at the 37 Military Hospital in Accra. The body of the late president will be laid in state tomorrow at 4 p.m. Kofi Totobikwati is the chairman of the funeral planning committee, and he explains the details of the funeral arrangement.
Today I'm here to give you an outline of what has been planned for over the period of 3 days, that is from the 7th, 8th to the 10th of August. Next week. We're still tweaking around with a few parts, aspects of the program, but we thought that it is important that given all the heightened interest, given all the speculation, and given all sometimes the stories, some of which are rather far-fetched, it's important at least to give you an idea of what is emerging. And then, on Monday, hopefully, we'll give you the final of the program. The outline we are giving you today, I'm sure, will not be much different from what will come out as final. On Wednesday the 8th, we are arranging with the family. And I must also ask that we have at each and every point consulted with the family. And we'll continue to consult them until the funeral is over. We are expecting that the casket bearing the mortal remains of our late president will be conveyed to the state house and laid in state in the afternoon of Wednesday. We estimate this to happen around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. As custom demands, the family will be there to receive the body and go through the various customary procedures, and afterwards invite the public, as it is done in the Ghanaian custom, present up their body for public viewing. We estimate that by 4 p.m. these customary things would have been completed, and that the President of the Republic, His Excellency John Mahama, will be the first to pay his last respects. Following that will be the Vice President of the Republic, and the various arms of state, the representatives of the various arms of state, will follow suit. We will also expect the members of the diplomatic corps, members of the Council of State, representatives of political parties, all to do so between the period of 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., after which the general public will be allowed to go in and pay their last respect. In the evening of Wednesday, there will be an event in the forecourt of the State House, and this event is a special program that the cultural artists, the Musicians Union of Ghana, is putting up as a memorial in memory of our late president. This will start at 6 o'clock. We are hoping that this vigil, or this evening of cultural performances and music, will end at 12 midnight. But knowing the situation, the formal closure will be 12 midnight. But people will be allowed to continue to the time that they themselves deem fit for that in the wee hours of the morning. At 6 o'clock the next day, there will be the public viewing of the mortal remains of the president will resume. We will have delegation from the National House of Chiefs and other identifiable groups who will be given an opportunity at a given time frame to pay their last respect, whilst at the same time the general public continue to file past. Again, in the evening of Thursday, August 9th, we'll have a night of tributes and prayers. It will be an open-air congregational all-night service interspersed with cultural performances and the like. On that Thursday, we expect the banquet hall, or the area where the president has been laid in state, to be closed to the public by 12 midnight. On Friday, August 10th, the family will convene at the banquet hall to perform the traditional farewell ceremonies before the casket is closed. We expect that the casket will be conveyed by the military detachment to the Black Star Square, where the funeral church service will be held. We expect a number of visiting heads of state on that day, and provision has been made for them to file past when they arrive at the Black Star Square. But apart from that, there will be no filing past apart from the visiting heads of state and the head of state of the Republic of Ghana, who will pay his last respect on behalf of the nation before the casket is finally closed. The president will at that point light the eternal flame, resume his seat, and there will be a call to worship.
Mr. Totobi Kwachi also rubbished claims in sections of the media that about 30 million Ghana cedis has been budgeted for the funeral of the late president.
The outpouring of emotions, etc., since the death of our beloved president shows that we Ghanaians know and understand that we are one people. And so we hope that over the next few days, as we go about participating in the funeral program that we have drawn up, we will make it a Ghana flag funeral, a funeral for the entire country, a funeral that is not partisan. A funeral that reflects the collective sense of loss that this nation feels of the death of Professor John Evans Atta Mills. That in death, President John Atta Mills will have his peace of mind and go in peace, rather than still becoming a subject of unnecessary propaganda, of unnecessary agitation, and unnecessary controversy. Whatever it is, we will let you know when we finish with the program, with the funeral, how much we have spent.
Chairman of the Funeral Planning Committee, Kofi Totobikwachi. Meanwhile, the Director General of Police Operations at the Police Headquarters, COP, John Kudalo, again announced some major roadblocks in Accra in connection with the funeral.
In connection with the burial and funeral service of His Excellency, the late President of the Republic of Ghana, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, from 8th to 10th August 2012, the public is hereby informed to observe and abide by the following advisory. 1. Temporary closure of some roads and diversions in Accra. On the evening of Thursday, 9th August, through to the whole of Friday, 10th August 2012, the following roads will be closed and some diverted to allow for free movement of motorcades and convoys to ensure orderliness at the burial service and funeral venues. 1. The 28th February road shall be closed to motorists. Vehicle traffic emanating from Laboni, Osu, and La and heading towards the central business district will turn right at the castle traffic light onto the local street to link up with the Oxford Street towards Dankwa Circle. 2. The high street will also be blocked at the self-traffic intersection. However, traffic will be diverted onto the National Theatre Road through TUC and will further link up to the Ring Road towards Osu. 3. The Osu Cemetery traffic intersection will also be closed at the Castle traffic intersection. So will the road from the National Theatre towards Osu, as well as the ministries and the Accra Sports Stadium routes. All traffic along these routes will be diverted onto the TUC towards the Cathedral intersection to link up with the Ring Road. Lastly, the Obasanjo Highway will be sealed at the Kaukuli intersection. Motorists heading towards Accra shall use the Kanda Highway. Motorists heading towards Osun shall also use the Gold House section of the road and link up to the airport traffic light, further to the Airwork traffic intersection. B. Vehicles will not be allowed. I repeat, vehicles will not be allowed through the mentioned routes. However, security and authorized vehicles carrying designated dignitaries through the location of the events will be allowed to pass through the police checkpoints after meticulous screening. Efficient control and management of traffic at the event sites, i.e. that is State House, Independence Square, and the Flaster House, will not be compromised. Towing vehicles will be placed at vantage points to remove disabled and wrongly parked vehicles. Another important aspect, car parking. In view of the road closures, members of the public driving to the Independence Square to witness the burial and funeral service are advised to park their vehicles at any of the following car parks and during designated shuttle metro service transfer buses to the Independence Square. 1. Nut Heights Car Park near to the Energy Bank on Independence Avenue. Smith Car Park near the Children's Park. Smith Car Park near the Pension House. City Car Park near Standard Chartered Bank headquarters on the High Street. Any other park outside the restricted area. Lastly, general but not the least, members of the public are advised to conduct themselves properly even as we mourn our departed beloved president and pay our last respect. In this regard, the public is advised A. to avoid unlawful acts. B. to respect all police cordons that will be set up during the period. C, not to attempt bringing motorbikes into the blocked areas and restricted areas.
That was the Director General of Police Operations at the Police Headquarters, COP, John Kudalo, announcing some major roadblocks in Accra in connection with the funeral. And the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Alhaji Mohammed Mumuni, has joined us on the line to tell us the number of foreign dignitaries who have confirmed their participation in the funeral of the late president. You are welcome, Alhaji Mumuni.
Thank you very much.
So, can you confirm to us the number of foreign dignitaries who are expected and when they are arriving in the country?
Yes, indeed. We have quite a number of heads of delegations, a lot of them heads of state, who are arriving in the country, mostly starting from Thursday. But the ECOWAS heads, almost all of whom are going to be present, a lot of them will arrive on Friday morning for the funeral and then to depart later. The list we have right now includes Mrs. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State of the U.S., who will be here, I think, on Thursday. And then the head of state and president of Namibia, Mr. Hifikepunye Pohamba. The President of Tanzania, President of Senegal, the President of Equatorial Guinea, Deputy President of South Africa, President of Burkina Faso, President of Niger, Benin, Togo, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Niger, the Gambia, Sahrawi Arab Republic, Gabon, Guinea. These are all presidents and heads of state. We also have from France the Minister for Francophonie, Mrs. Yamina Benguigui. Then from Zambia, we have Mr. Winter Kabimba, who is General Secretary of the Patriotic Front, which is the ruling party. From the Netherlands, we have Mr. Hans van der Beek, Minister of State. DR Congo, we have the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Budget, Mr. Daniel Mukoko. From China, we have Mr. Li Liguo, Special Envoy of the Chinese President. And from India, Her Excellency Mrs. Pranil Kaur, Minister of State for External Affairs. Then from Canada, we have Deepak Obrani, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Foreign Affairs. From Algeria, His Excellency Abdelkader Messahel, Minister of Maghreb and African Affairs. From Angola, His Excellency Mr. Norberto Fernando dos Santos, Minister of Parliamentary Affairs. From Cameroon, His Excellency Mr. Alfred Nguini, Ambassador to Cote d'Ivoire. The rest of them are Ministers of State and Ambassadors. From the Islamic Republic of Iran, His Excellency Sayyid Amir Mansour Bogey, Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs and Special Envoy. We have also from Sri Lanka, from Lesotho, from Malawi, from Suriname, from the Czech Republic. They are all ambassadors. Of course, the Czech Republic is represented by Mr. Tomáš Duk, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs. From the United Kingdom, Right Honourable Simon Byrne, MP, member of the Privy Council. From Italy, the Under-Secretary for Foreign Affairs. And from Spain, Her Excellency Olga Cabas Gomez. From Germany, His Excellency Mr. Eberhard Schanz, the Ambassador. From Ethiopia, Mr. Tasa Teklebehane, Speaker of the House of the Federation. And then from the Holy See, His Eminence Peter K.A. Cardinal Turkson, President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. Then from the Commonwealth Secretariat, Mr. Amitav Banerjee, who is Political Advisor, and the ACP, that is African Caribbean Pacific Group, His Excellency Dr. Mohamed Ibn Chambers, and finally from the IOM, International Office for Migration, Madame
Jane Epstein. Well, Ms. Alhaji Mumuni, that's a tall list. Can you give us really the number?
Yes, we have about 18 heads of state that are coming altogether so far. As at yesterday afternoon, we are going to update it, and then we should know exactly the final number of heads of state that will be coming.
Well, is there any special role any of the foreign dignitaries is going to play?
Yes, indeed. They are here to mourn with us. They are here to pay their respects to His Excellency President John Evans Atta Mills. As you know, he was a very celebrated and respected world statesman. And a lot of them are here to do honor to his name, to his legacy, and to his standing as a stalwart African Democrat and ruler.
So how prepared are we for the influx of these foreign dignitaries, I mean their security?
Yes, indeed. Both in terms of security and protocol, we are determined to be on top of our game. Everything is being done to ensure that we have a very safe and friendly environment, a very secure environment without any hitches whatsoever.
Well, before I let you go, your fondest memory of the late president?
Well, two minutes to recount, 2 minutes to be able to really focus on any one particular thing. But what I do recall very vividly is the fact that the man was so compassionate. I mean, he loved everybody. He had this feeling of great compassion, a lot of sympathy for people. He loved humankind.
Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, we are grateful for your time. Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni is the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and Kofi Sechiamapobi is our Central Regional Correspondent, the home region of the President, and he has joined us on the line to tell us how the region is preparing ahead of the funeral tomorrow. You're welcome, Kofi.
Thank you very much, Agatha.
So how is the region preparing for the funeral tomorrow?
Yes, as you've earlier indicated, Central Region is where the President, our late President, hails from. And I went to town today from Kotokraba to the Kingsway, and the town was a little bit quiet. It shows that even starting from the 1 week, the region and the 17 districts were indeed mourning our late President. There were this emergency meeting at the Regional Coordinating Council where all the district chief executives and the metropolitan executives were meeting to discuss about how they are going to mourn the late President. You know, tomorrow begins the funeral of our late President. So all the 17 districts within the Central Region are going to organize a small activity, though the bigger one is in Accra. So I caught up with the Metropolitan Chief Executive of Cape Coast, Anthony Ejiri Akins, who tells me that though some of them will be going to Accra, all the people within the Central Region cannot move to Accra. So they will be putting some giant screens around vantage areas like the Victoria Park in Cape Coast and other places where people can gather and watch the funeral live.
Well, Kofi, have you had the opportunity to visit the family house, and what is happening there?
Yes, today the new team, we went to the family, that is the sister's house at Nkamfua, where we were supposed to meet a delegation from Accra, you know, as part of the funeral activities and the mourning of the late President. Most people from civil society groups, religious bodies, and other organizations are paying tribute or homage to the late President's family. But when I got there, most of the immediate family members have left for Accra for tomorrow's funeral. But the others that I saw in the house were other family members who tells me that they were there to receive other visitors. So there was not much activity in the house today. The house was a little bit quiet. As I said, most of them have left for Accra for the funeral tomorrow.
Well, Central Region, you know, is where the late president comes from. Is there anything special to be performed in honor of Professor Mills by the people of the region?
Yes. As I indicated earlier, I spoke to the Metropolitan Chief Executive, who also tells me that there will be cultural displays, there will be choral music from Thursday and Friday. And there will be some activities too at Kisi, where Prof. Father also comes from. And there will be some activities within Otuam and other districts. So basically, though we are going to mourn at the late president, there will be cultural displays, there will be Asafu Company, there will be vigil and other things from tomorrow up to Friday. So basically, that is some of the activities lined up in the region for the funeral of the late President Mills.
Kofi, I also understand Ekumfi Otuam will be given a special facelift. Has anything begun in that direction?
Well, it was when the funeral committee met the chiefs and people of Otuam, where they gave this, when they told them this, what they want to do for the people of Otuam since the president come from the area. But as of now, I'm not sure whether they've started something concrete. Maybe after the barrier, that maybe they'll think about something, an edifice or something that they can put up there so that in remembrance of the late president. But tomorrow, the new team will be going to Otuam. So when we get there, we'll find out from the chiefs whether something of that sort. But for now, we are not sure whether they've started something, maybe after the barrier of our late president.
Well, thank you very much. Kofi Sechiamapubi is our Central Regional Correspondent. Meanwhile, the two former presidents, John Ejekun Kufuor and Derry John Rawlings, are expected to play different roles at the funeral of the late President Mills. This was confirmed by the planning committee when it met the two former leaders. The spokesperson of the committee said the meeting with the two former leaders was to brief them on the burial service, laying in state among others. The spokesperson for former President Kufuor, Frank Ejekun, has joined us. Welcome, Mr. Ejekun.
Thank you.
So what role is former President Kufuor expected to play?
Well, what happened yesterday was that the funeral committee invited him. And when they came, they briefed him on preparations being made for the burial of the former president, of the late president. And what they said to him was that tomorrow, Wednesday, the body will be laid in state at the State House Banquet Hall in the morning. And the former President Kufuor and former President Rawlings would be among the first people, including sitting President John Mahama and other government dignitaries, will be the first persons to view the body. Thereafter, the other major role that he's going to play is, or the former president is going to play, is that on Friday, they'll be among the dignitaries at the funeral service, and that they assure them that whatever courtesies are due them will be offered to them, and also that whatever it is that they wish to be done as far as contributions towards the burial, they could suggest them. So those were the highlights of the meeting held with the former president yesterday.
And has he confirmed acceptance of this rule?
Oh, yes, former President Kufuor has indicated that this is a burial for the whole of Ghana. And then, so it's not for any one person. And he is prepared to go tomorrow, God willing, and on Friday he's going to participate in all that is going to be done fully. And he has said that it's not a partisan matter, and so we should all treat it as a national event. And so he'll be there tomorrow, God willing, yeah.
Well, Mr. Ejekun, so how is the former president taking the death of his colleague president?
Well, you can imagine he was shocked, just as many other people in Ghana, because it was so unexpected. And, you know, this is the first time it has happened in Ghana for a sitting president to pass away. So it took everybody by surprise, and we are all still mourning as a nation. And what President Kufuor has said is that we should all be united in grief for the former president, and we should put partisanship aside because it's something that concerns all of us as a people and as a nation. He has, however, counseled that even in mourning, we should be careful not to do anything that is going to bring about disturb the peace of the country or going to distract us from our goal of promoting our democratic principles. So those are some of the things that he has said, and he's as much in sorrow as many other Ghanaians are.
Many thanks for your time with us. Frank Ejekum is the spokesperson for former President Kufuor, and we are trying to get to the spokesperson of former President Rawlings Kufuor Adam, and as soon as we get him, he will also tell us the role former President Rawlings is expected to play at the funeral. Almost all heads of state of ECOWAS are expected to attend the funeral of late President Mills. Foreign envoys and representatives are also expected to attend the funeral. The Bishop of the West African Episcopal District of the African Methodist Episcopal, AME Zion Church, Bishop Seth Lardy, arrived in Ghana earlier in the day to also attend the funeral of the late president. Our correspondent, Phyllis Kofi, caught up with him just after arriving at the Kutuka International Airport to ask him some few questions. Let's listen to his thoughts on the late president's life and death.
At this very moment, our primary purpose is to come and represent our denomination at the homegoing of the late president. Notwithstanding, we will be back because this is our territory and we're presiding bishop here, and we will be coming back to live. But for now, we're here to be a part of the homegoing services for Dr. Mills. We know that he's a good man. We know that he loves God. And he was indeed one who had begun to lead this nation in a direction of peace, progress, and unity. And we believe that the legacy that he has left hopefully will build on that and keep going forward.
How did you receive the news of his death?
I received the news of his death through one of the assistants at the embassy in America who informed us at the general conference that the president had passed away.
Mm-hmm. Were you shocked?
Indeed, because I was looking forward to meeting him and working with him, but as God will have it, we'll still work with his legacy.
After his death, the country's legislators were rallied, giving meaning to Article 60 of the Constitution by swearing in the vice president as the president. Do you think as a country we've managed this transition very well?
I think that the world as a whole will look at Ghana with a degree of pride, because so many times whenever we have issues in Africa, they look for us to do strange things. But with this very, very smooth transition, I think that the world will look at it. It will be good for investment. It will be good for the economy. And more importantly, it speaks well for democracy. Well, as you know, in the past, I would say in the past 8-10 years, you've had President Bush to come through, President Clinton to come through, President Obama to come through. And so the world is constantly, continuously looking at Ghana as a paradigm in West and West Africa when it comes to the business of democracy, peace and tranquility. And so I think that the more we build on that kind of legacy, the better it's going to be for us as we seek to give our children the hope they need for a better tomorrow.
That was the Bishop of the Western West African Episcopal District of the AME Zion Church, Bishop Seth Lardy. Now let's take some messages of the late President Mills.
There are rays of hope flickering through the skies. I know and believe that together and with the right attitude that makes us unite behind the things that unite rather than divide us, we will build a better Ghana. My clarion call to you as we celebrate the 100th birthday of our great founder, it is to please join me in building the Ghana we all have in our dreams. The beginning may be tough and hard, but I know that just as the great Osagyefo gave life to his dreams, we shall also give life to our better Ghana dream. Fellow Ghanaians, brothers and sisters, daughters and sons of Ghana, arise and shine. Dr. Kwame Nkrumah builds Ghana, and it is our turn to build a better Ghana.
That was late President John Evans Atta Mills. Now, what arrangements have been made at the airport to receive foreign dignitaries? Mrs. Doreen Owusu-Fianco is MD at the Ghana Airports Company Limited. You're welcome, Mrs. Owusu-Fianco.
Thank you.
So can you tell us the arrangements for the foreign dignitaries attending the funeral of the late president in terms of flight control?
Thank you very much. First of all, let me also join all Ghanaians and the whole world to express our condolences and to ourselves, sympathies to ourselves for the loss of such a wonderful head of state. As you are aware, Kutuka International Airport is the main gateway to the country. And we are doing all we can to receive all the flights coming in. There will be the normal flights coming from almost all over the world. And then also special flights carrying all these heads of delegations and heads of state. So far, we're expecting about 30, you know, delegations will be coming with their own private jets in addition to the scheduled services. We, on the land side, the VIP lounges have all been fixed to receive the dignitaries. Port facilities, immigration, customs, everything is in place to handle all the visitors coming in. Our aim is to make sure the facilitation stops and we clear everyone from the airport as quickly as possible. On the airside tarmac area, that's where we expect some challenges in view of the current construction works that are ongoing. We're even going to have to suspend some works now because for security reasons. But we'll be making use of the other parking areas, taxi areas, you know, to park all these aircraft which will be coming in. We expect some delays. We've already sent notices to the airmen, NOTAM, that everyone should expect some delays. We will not have a purple wave, but as soon as we know that a head of state aircraft is in our flight information region, he will have the priority of landing whilst we ask the others to hold.
Does it mean that this is going to affect regular domestic and international flights?
What I'm saying is everyone will be coming, but we should expect some delays. But we'll be giving priority to all these sets of states that are coming. Under normal circumstances, when you're expecting, you know, such a high volume or number of heads of states coming, you normally close your airspace to every other commercial flights. But these same commercial flights will be bringing sympathizers, you know, from all over the world to come and join us to mourn. So we'll make sure that we accommodate everybody here.
Well, we are very grateful for your time with us. Mrs. Doreen Owusu-Fianco is the MD Ghana Airports Company Limited. Now let's read some of your text messages. As this Don Lanwa says, late President Mills should be given a befitting burial. My brothers and sisters, I'll be president for all. Rest well, our father. Monica Kons Navungu, there's nothing wrong with the price of the casket, even if the figure quoted is true. Well done, Mr. Tutobi Kwachi. We Ghanaians are satisfied with the committee's work. And that's from Latif Sunai. Franklin Wah says, oh, Mills, go in peace. A question being from Edrisu Bisiasi, those who are attending Professor Mills' funeral should drive carefully. We don't want to hear any accident. And Professor Mills was a man of modesty, and as such, his funeral should reflect his very nature. And that's from Elias Takwa. And congratulations, Mr. Emisa Asa. It's Behind the News live on Radio Ghana, Accra.
To the youth, I say, the future belongs to you. Take control of your destiny and anchor yourselves to the virtues of life, knowing that thou shalt profit nothing if you gain the whole world and lose your soul. There are no shortcuts to success. Only hard work will guarantee you success. Fellow Ghanaians, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of the land, this day hence, the 21st of September, each year, shall be known and called Founders Day. It is our time to build on the legacy of our founder and first president, so that individually and collectively, posterity will also position us properly in the history of our dear nation.
More tributes continue to pour in for the late President John Evans Atta Mills. How well would he be remembered? We talked to heads of the political parties tonight on Behind the News. First, let's speak to Dr. Park Kwesi Ndum, who is the flag bearer of the PPP. You're welcome, Doc.
Yeah, thank you.
So how best would you remember former President Mills?
Well, I have said to many people that I knew him before he went into politics. And so my fondest memories were of him and are of him. As a private, professional, tax and legal expert whom some of us turn to for advice, and advice that he gave really quite often with a smile. And it is that person with an amiable, positive character that I and many of the people who are associated with me in the PPP remember. Of course, many of us were a bit surprised when he jumped into the fray, into politics, because we didn't know him as someone interested in active frontline politics. But then when he got into it, he showed that he wanted to be there, fight the fight, and in spite of a lot of challenges from within his own party, he stuck with it. And you know, anyone who believes in their cause fights for it and eventually goes outside to the public, fights in an election, loses once, dusts himself, goes back, loses twice, gets up again, goes back. It shows the consistency, the persistence with which he sought to achieve the goal of rendering public service at the highest level. That is something that is admirable. Obviously, eventually he won. And even when he won, he still faced challenges from within. As for the challenges from without, that is something that comes. So it's important to recognize that kind of character, that in the face of challenges, sometimes significant challenges, stood his ground and sought to render public service. And as I've always said, public service is something good.
Well, Doc, all is set for the country to bid farewell to the late president. What will you say as your farewell message?
Well, you know, for me, it is good to see a highly professional private person choose to do public service. And because he chose to do public service, we honor him and respect him.
Well, many thanks for your time with us. Dr. Parakwesi Indum is the flag bearer of the PPP, and Hassan Ayariga, flag bearer of the PNC, has also joined us. You're welcome, Mr. Ayariga.
Thank you. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Briefly, how would you remember Professor Atta Mills?
Professor Mills has so many instances in which one will say he remembers him. I quite remember when we were in opposition, and we used to have our party meetings in the PNC headquarters. And President Mills would always come in his van. He had a VW van that he always drive in and come and sit quietly and just listen to our discussion. He would always say something. When he came that there was some misunderstanding, then he would trip in and say a word and keep quiet. Then I remember the last time my brother was having his wedding. He was a guest of honor there in Kumasi. He sat quietly and listened to the whole thing. He was very, very modest. Very modest. He was a father to my brother, a father to everybody, a father to the nation, and a father for Ghanaians. This is a man who was so modest, who was down to earth, who believed in Ghana first than any other thing, who served Ghana until he passed away, who thought the values of life is not just becoming a leader, but using the leadership to make sure people benefit from it. And I have learned a lot, even though he's an opposition leader for me, but I have learned a lot because I also want to serve Ghana and not my party. So in Professor Mills, there is so much to learn. And I'm so, so sad that he has taken so much away from us. He is somebody who has preached the politics of tolerance, the politics of love, politics of togetherness, the politics of people helping one another rather than destroying each other.
So what will be your farewell message to him?
A farewell message is that we pray that the Almighty God will receive him in good hands. We will continue to pray for him. Ghanaians are so, so worried, but I know where he lies down today. He sees everybody and he's happy that today people are praising him. And when he was alive, we were criticizing him. I believe the Professor Mills today will be smiling in his grave, in wherever he is. And I know that tomorrow we will all come together as Ghanaians. But I have one wish. My wish is that the funeral committee, even though they have done a great work, they should please allow Ghanaian individuals to be able to say goodbye to this honorable man and this man of God, so that at least they will have peace when they go home. Thank you.
Many thanks for your time with us. Hassan Ayariga is a flag bearer of the PNC. Thank you. Dr. Abu Sakara is the presidential candidate of the CPP, and he has joined us on the line. You are welcome, Dr. Sakara.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. So, with less than a day from the funeral of the late president, what are your fondest memories of the old professor?
Well, indeed, we do have memories of his presidency, and we also have memories of him as a person. It is with sadness that on behalf of the Convention People's Party, we at this time have to bid His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills farewell as he laid to rest. But we see it as an adieu and not a goodbye, because the memory of him will be forever etched in our mind and our heart. He was a fountain of great humility that gave majesty simplicity. His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills faced his challenges with admirable tenacity until the very end. His courage to chart his own path has left indelible footprints on Ghana's political landscape. We hope and pray that his legacy of tolerance and the pursuit of peace will prevail and endure well beyond his time. And we, as comrades and compatriots, also pray that his soul will rest in perfect peace.
Well, what will be your farewell message to him?
Well, this is indeed the farewell message that we want to give to him, and also to the rest of our people in Ghana, that we remember him for his admirable humility, his tenacity, and his commitment and enduring commitment to what he believed was the right path for the country. We, on our part, will continue to remember that dedication as a fellow comrade of the Nkrumah tradition.
Many thanks for your time with us. Dr. Abu Sakara is the presidential candidate of the CPP.
Thank you.
Many had criticized Ghana's poor preparation for the ongoing London Olympic Games. It wasn't therefore surprising the abysmal performance that our contingent churned out, though we are mourning our former president, who has so much love for sports. What could have been a better tribute to him has rather deepened our sorrows. 9 days into the Olympics, the entire contingent from Ghana has fallen out of the game. So were we really serious about our Olympic campaign? A sports analyst, Carl Tufo, has joined me on the line to express his views. You are welcome, Carl.
Thank you. You're welcome. The pleasure is mine.
Well, so are you surprised by our performance at the London Olympics?
No, I'm not at all. It was coming, wasn't it? If you have a Olympic Games coming up every 4 years and you have your so-called Ghana Olympic Committee fighting one another, and at the end of the day only seem to be concerned for who who runs the association rather than the development of sport, and that goes right across board, then this is what you're going to get. And let's also not delude ourselves. We were not going there to win any medals. Let's not pretend that we had any decent chance. And even if you look at our Olympic history, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. We've been participating since 1952. Our best has been one silver and three bronze. It doesn't tell you that's an Olympic history. So for those who were thinking we're going to get medals, they must have been living either in a fool's paradise or on another planet.
What would you suggest we try other areas of competition? For instance, swimming, which could provide a single individual with more than five medals in one competition.
Let's call it as it is. People say, why don't we do swimming? Why don't we do rowing, kayaking? Listen, there's a vast difference between swimming in a pool and swimming as a human. There's a vast difference between rowing in a particular, what you call, environment, than rather rowing at sea. So, fine. If you think you've got the necessary resources to do that, fine. But it's not going to happen now. You're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to work. We're talking about 30, 40 years of investment. Pools all over the country. And then people taking up the swimming. It's not going to happen right now. And if we keep on hearing the politicians and others telling us that we have to tighten our belts for a better Ghana or for a future Ghana to become better, then you're not going to have people who are going to build a swimming pool because it's very expensive running and maintaining a swimming pool.
Well, one would say we could have at least paid a very good tribute to the late president by winning trophies in his memory.
Yes, we are mourning, but let's not mince words. It's not a case of winning it for the president and for his memory. It's a case of winning it for Ghana. That's the crux of the matter. Whether he died or he didn't die, it's neither here nor there. They should have gone one extra mile. Now, the Olympics is no more a case of participating. That's participating. The Olympic is a case of winning these days because it's so expensive to run. It's become a commercial entity, and already some of the athletes have begun agitating for some level of sponsorship. Not Ghanaian athletes, but the big athletes. And that they come there, all they do is get a gold medal and go home. It's true that being an Olympic champion can give you endorsements. But all the money goes to the IOC as it is. There's one case that is beginning to agitate for us. So clearly, things are changing. So mine is not a case of to honor the president's memory. No. If you're going there, you're doing it for Ghana, whether the president is alive or whether the president is dead.
Well, briefly, Carl, so what is your farewell message to the late president?
Let's start the business for 2016 now. Let's not sit down and come 2 years to time, and then we start now looking for meat. Let's start looking around for 2020, even though the venue has not been chosen. Let's start looking for future athletes now. Let's start going to the length and breadth of the country. Let's get this right, my dear.
All right.
Accra is not Ghana. Kumasi is not Ghana. Start going far and wide and stop limiting to one international meet here, another international meet here. Then you get up and say you are going to the Olympic Games. What a shambles we are.
Many thanks, Carl.
Thank you very much.
Carl Tufour is a sports analyst. And on that note, we bring down the curtains on tonight's program. Ni Nai Soa controlled the sounds. My producers were Edmond Tete, Christopher Siedu, Phyllis Kofi Bright-Agama, and John Pobi. Doreen Nampofu was my summarizer. My name is Agatha Samoa, and fare thee well, Professor Atamels. Have a good
evening. To the youth, I say, the future belongs to you. Take control of your destiny and anchor yourselves to the virtues of life, knowing that thou shalt profit nothing if you gain the whole world and lose your soul. There are no shortcuts to success. Only hard work will guarantee you success. Fellow Ghanaians, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of the land, This day hence, the 21st of September, each year, shall be known and called Founders Day. It is our time to build on the legacy of our founder and first president, so that individually and collectively, posterity will also position us properly in the history of our dear nation.